Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, December 28th, 2020. This morning I will talk about God the Father. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth, creating all that is, was, or will ever be, and creating things seen and unseen. We look on the order and beauty of your creation and break forth in singing your praises. Grant us strength for each new day as to reflect the goodness in joyful praise to those around us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first line in the Apostles' Creed reads, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. God's humility, expressed through the incarnation of Jesus Christ, shines a light on his sovereignty. Truly powerful people can be fearlessly humble. They have nothing to prove, and no one dares challenge their authority. Their inherent strength and self-confidence makes them easy to work for. By contrast, the second and third tier managers often compete for more authority and always have their knives out. By analogy, an Almighty God is generous and can be approached easily. Why should we be any different? When King David wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiworks," he did not just have creation's beauty in mind. The order of the universe points to the glory and sovereignty of God. Everywhere that scientists have studied, the same laws of physics apply. Why should there be only one set of physical laws? As David implies, the order and stability of the created universe testifies to God's existence and sovereignty. Kurt Gödel, a Czech mathematician who was born in 1906, educated in Vienna, and taught at Princeton University, is famous for his incompleteness theorem published in 1931. This theorem states that the stability of any closed logical system requires that at least one assumption be taken from outside the system. An example of such a system in economics is price theory. The U.S. economy requires one price be set outside the economy in the world market to assure stability. In the 19th century, that price was gold, and the system was called the gold standard. Every price in the U.S. economy could be expressed in terms of how much gold it was worth. Now the dollar performs the same function. If creation is a closed logical system, as having only one set of physical laws suggests it is, and exhibits stability, then it too must contain at least one external assumption. God himself fulfills this assumption. God's sovereignty anchors his goodness. Three reasons can be cited. First, because God's authority flows out of his creative work, not out of coercion, deception, or random events. It is legitimate. Legitimate authority is inherently good. Existence is good, so the authority that made it must also be good. Second, God's authority as lawmaker implies that if God says creation is good, then it is good by fiat. Third, in a practical sense, God's sovereignty reduces uncertainty and stability, leading to an absence of conflict, which is good. As sons and daughters of God, we are to take comfort in his sovereignty, because as heirs to his kingdom, his image is also our image. Therefore, we can be confident of our ability to deal with life's challenges, because God is for us and with us. What greater blessing could there be? Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.